Listen now to a selection of news articles from around the world. On this track, Canada legalises cannabis, plans to save Australia's Great Barrier Reef, and the Sikh soldier who made history.
Football hero, USA. Shaquem Griffin is an inspiration. The 23-year-old only has one hand, but despite his handicap, he's been recruited by one of the National Football League's best teams. Shaquem's left hand was amputated when he was 4 due to a prenatal condition that stopped his fingers fully developing. Nevertheless, he starred on his high school's track, football, and baseball teams before receiving an athletic scholarship to the University of Central Florida. Shaquem impressed scouts at this year's NFL draft with his speed, running the 40-yard dash, 36.8 meters, in just 4.38 seconds. He joins the Seattle Seahawks, the team for which his twin brother has been playing since 2017.
Canada to legalize cannabis. Cannabis will become fully legal in Canada on October the 17th, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has said. This makes it the first G7 country to allow free consumption of the drug. The liberalisation of Canada's cannabis laws, one of Trudeau's campaign promises, is likely to create a boom for an industry that has exploded in the few US states where the drug has been made legal. There are big differences, however. In America, the federal government remains opposed to legalisation, meaning that American banks won't accept deposits for marijuana businesses. In Canada, banks will be open to the new industry.
Man with a golden arm, Australia. An Australian whose blood has helped save more than 2 million babies' lives has made his final blood donation. Over the past 60 years, James Harrison has donated blood a record-breaking 1,173 times. His blood contains a rare antibody that is used to make a medication which combats rhesus disease, a condition that makes the blood of a pregnant woman attack her unborn baby. Now aged 81, the man with a golden arm has reached the maximum age at which he can safely give blood.
Population rise for mountain gorillas, Central Africa. Good news about one of the world's most endangered animals. A new census reveals that the mountain gorilla population in the Virunga Massif, its heartland, has now surpassed 1,000, a 25% rise since 2010. The result is a success for the intensive conservation work by NGOs and the governments of Rwanda, Uganda, and the Democratic Republic of Congo. The gorilla's future is fragile, however. The region is marked by violent conflict, and more than 170 rangers have died protecting the animals over the past 20 years. In April, 5 rangers and a driver were killed in an ambush.
Italy's first Starbucks. An aroma of Starbucks coffee will be wafting over Milan this month as the U.S. coffee chain opens its first shop in Italy. The opening of Italy's first Starbucks follows years of speculation and more than a little skepticism on the part of Italians. Coffee, it has to be said, is part of the country's culture. If successful, however, Starbucks plans to open many more stores across the country.
Fake meat, UK. British shoppers will soon be able to buy fake meats that drip blood when they are cut open as part of a supermarket's new vegan range. Sainsbury's hope that their new burgers will appeal to the UK's estimated 2 million flexitarians, people who enjoy eating meat but want to eat less of it. In the US, the cult brand Beyond Meat's plant-based patties are often stocked alongside meat products.
Sikh soldier makes history, UK. A Sikh soldier has made history by becoming the first person to wear a turban while marching the Trooping the Colour ceremony, the iconic parade to mark the Queen's official birthday. Sharanpreet Singh Lal, 22, wore a black turban with a ceremonial cap star, while his fellow 1st Battalion Coldstream Guards wore the traditional black bearskin hats. Lal, who was born in India and moved to the UK as a baby, said he hoped it would encourage those from different religions and backgrounds to join the army.
Mission to Save Reef, Australia. Australia's government has pledged €312 million to save the Great Barrier Reef. The fund includes plans to fight the spread of crown-of-thorns starfish, coral-eating predators that have been eating their way through the World Heritage listed site. The reef, which is so big it is visible from space, has lost 30% of its coral through climate change and starfish. The money will also be used to improve water quality and develop coral that is more resistant to high temperatures.
Abortion reform, Ireland. In a historic referendum before summer, the Irish Republic voted to repeal its near-total ban on abortion by 66% to 34%. Only 20 years ago, the idea of this staunchly Catholic nation legalizing gay marriage and abortion would have seemed unimaginable, the Financial Times said. But it has now done both in the space of 3 years. Pressure is now growing on the UK government to reform Northern Ireland's abortion laws, which prohibit abortion even in cases of rape, incest, and fatal fetal abnormality.